get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you cares. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing here. Here's some wine, it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast star on the night. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love. Come on, baby, give me just one look. You can't start a fire. Sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. You can't start a fire. Worried about your little world falling apart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing.
Boy, CKUW 95.9 FM. It's the Night Danger Radio Show. It's the Bruce Springsteen Extravaganza. And it's just ended. If you just tuned in, you missed a whole bunch of Bruce Springsteen. And of course, we're celebrating because Bruce has finally come to Winnipeg. And I know there's a lot of people super duper 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 happy. And I'm one of them. I am absolutely stoked. Yeah, it's going to be incredible. And by the way, as far as I know, there are still tickets available for the show. Not too many of them. So don't miss out on this. This is going to be an event. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be unbelievable. And I really hope he plays Dancing in the Dark from Born in the USA again. 1984 that came out. One of my favorites. Unbelievable. And yeah, I could have played anything from Born in the USA. I mean, Cover Me. Oh my God. So many good songs on that record. So it'll be exciting to see just to see the set list, you know, like it'll be incredible to see what, like it must be hard for them. Like, what are we going to play? you know, and stuff. So don't forget to bring your signs, because they are taking sign requests, so you can maybe get your tune on there. Beautiful song called Streets of Philadelphia, from the Streets of Philadelphia soundtrack, and it was also included on a couple of the greatest hits packages, I think the anthology and the best of Bruce Springsteen. I can't remember when that came out. My bad. But yeah. Listen to that echo. Check. All right. That's because I have the stereo blasting in the other room. Yeah. Turn this up to you. Hey. There we go. All right. We heard All the Way Home from a record called Devils or Dust. 2005 that came out. A song that rings true to this very day. 57 Channels and Nothing On from that Human Touch record, which came out in 1992. I find that a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I just get cable TV. I don't spend any money on Netflix or Crave or... I can't think of any other ones. who knows? But anyways, my sister's always like, well, you know, because I'm always like, man, there's, you know, if there's, for me, if you know, the hockey game's not on or the football game's not on, there's only a few shows on cable TV that I like. And my sister's always like, oh, dude, you got to get like Netflix or whatever or something. And I'm like, I don't want to pay for that. I don't, you know. So I don't. And then I just complain about how there's nothing on cable TV. But anywho, there you go. 1992, hey? Yeah, man, that Human Touch record, yikes. Another scary record by Brucey. We heard Cadillac Ranch before that from a record, you know, The River, which came out in 1980. Man, I'm trying to, you know, I was going through everything this week, and I listened to almost every Bruce record, honestly. Like, I hunkered down in the car everywhere I was listening to Bruce. And, so I was trying to rate the records, and I guess I'm going to rate Born in the USA number one. Nebraska will be number two for sure. I think A Darkness on the Edge of Town is number three, but I think The River would be my choice for number four, the fourth best or my fourth favorite Bruce record. Yeah, 1980, and he was just ripping that record too. And yeah, we go way back in time to the first year that people got to hear Bruce Springsteen in their eardrums, which was 1973. And we heard the E Street Shuffle. E Street Shuffle. It's getting late, folks. The tongue is not working anymore. From a record called The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle. And that actually was put up by CBS and not Columbia. And then Columbia, I guess, picked him up and then they wouldn't let him go. Actually, I should check something. Go back to the internet here for a sec. Darkness on the Edge of Town. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to go Only the Strong. So I didn't play anything from 2022's Only the Strong Survive. In fact, I'm not real familiar with it. Kind of lost the plot, I guess. But who put this record out? Yeah, it's still Columbia. Hilarious. So all these years later, Columbia Records is still the record label of choice for Mr. Bruce Springsteen. I imagine he signed a pretty good deal, too, for this. So there you go. We'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. Well, probably not. I mean, there's going to be thousands upon thousands of people. I don't know what the attendance numbers are going to look like. Maybe I'll look it up the day after. But it looks like it's a 360-degree stage. And so seats behind the stage, in front of the stage, beside the stage, in the upper deck, on the floor, in the grandstand. So, and from what I saw on the old Ticketmaster, it's pretty darn close to being sold out. But hey, I said pretty darn close. So that means if you're sitting at home going, man, maybe I should go to this, you can still do it. You can, you know, if you got your credit card, or I think they accept PayPal even if you're on that, you can head on to Ticketmaster.ca and get yourself a ticket and check out what's probably, I heard it's a 3-hour show for one. And yeah, he's going back in time. He's, you know, it seems like he's almost, you know, from the set list that I've seen, he's almost being like, okay, you know, this is the last time some people are going to see me. And so we're going to go back to like 73 and stuff and play all kinds of classic hits. So it's going to be incredible. I can't wait to see it. So, all right. Hey, but there's other shows going on. And I think what we should do is the CKW / Night Danger Radio concert and event guide. And yeah, interesting. You know, tonight was supposed to be Sarah McLachlan over at the big hockey arena, but Tanis told me she was supposed to be there tonight, but Sarah postponed. Apparently laryngitis hit her, so they're going to reschedule Sarah for some other time. But later on today, Wednesday, the 13th of November, it's Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. There are no openers. It's just Bruce and probably 3 hours of insanity, which is pretty crazy. Don't forget, Grey Cup Sunday is November the 17th, this Sunday coming up. And we also got on November the 21st, we've got Unto Others. Friends of the show Spectre and Friends of the show Satanic Rites are opening that one up. And that one's November 21st at the Park Theater. There's a great gig coming up with Robo Jam, Canter Dust, and Perception Check. That's November 23rd. That's the Bulldog Event Center. Listen, someone I caught at Folk Fest who blew my mind, she was just excellent, Madeline Roger. She's releasing a record on November the 23rd at the West End Cultural Center. So, damn, awesome. We want to get heavy. The opposite to Madeline Roger, Exodus, Havoc, Candy, Dead Heat, November 27th at the Exchange Event Center, which is 291 Bannatyne, right in the heart of the Exchange District. We've got, we've got the Indigenous Arts and Crafts Sale, which I went to last year. It was spectacular. And that's happening November the 30th at the Nijinian. I screwed that up. Yeah, that's bad. But anyways, it's at 181 Higgins Avenue. So that's the old train station. Right on Higgins there. Basically, Higgins in Maine is where that is. So check it out. I went last year. The building in and of itself is spectacular if you're into the heritage buildings like I am. And yeah, so I just went in there and checked out the building. And then I checked out all the artisans, and they were incredible. So be careful, though. You might go there and spend way more money than you wanted to. Yeah, I know I did. Listen, this is interesting news. So friends of the show, Jace Bodner, has accepted an invitation from a band or musicians in France, of all places, to go play with them. And he's leaving. He's leaving Winnipeg, which is actually really, really sad. And his last show in Winnipeg for a long, long time will be happening on December the 5th at Side Stage, right in South Osborne there, right beside the Park Theater. And yeah, like I said, this is going to be your last chance to see Jace Bodner. This kid, and he's not really a kid, he's 22 or 23. He might be 23 now. Incredible guitar player, really sick voice, great songwriter. I'm gonna play a Jace song a little bit later on if we've got time. It's, what is it, 219? Okay, yeah, so we should be able to fit it in, hopefully. And make sure you check it out December the 5th, because it's going to be a long time if you want to go see Jace again, which is really sad. And I interviewed him for the show. What a good guy, great guy. And Yeah. Don't Ruin the Love, by the way. If you haven't seen the music video that he created for it, YouTube's the place to go. There you go. Listen, Holy Void, the release show is happening on Friday the 13th of December. Weird. And Show Pony are opening, who are wicked, and Tired Cossack, and perhaps another opener. They might be keeping that on the down low. But anyways, that just those three bands in and of itself is going to be amazing. I can't wait to hear the new Holy Void record in its entirety. And then Robots of Rush, which is members of Moontan, who I love, is December the 14th. That's happening at the Pyramid. That's the same night as B.A. Johnson is coming here at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. So that's, I might have to flip a coin for that. And one more thing. Well, no, not one more thing, but kind of sad news. Again, Jace Bodner leaving. But Del Barber, one of the favorites of Night Danger Radio, has announced his final tour. And that's happening at the Park Theater on February the 28th, so right after Fun Drive is over. And yeah, that's, like I said, the Park Theater. And Mr. Barber, or Del Barberino, is it looks like he's, well, at least he's not going to tour. Maybe he'll still do a record. I'm unclear on that. But it sounds like he's winding it down. He's actually lives out in rural Manitoba, and he's got like a farm, and I've seen him on Instagram, you know, like feeding the cows and, you know, feeding the horses and everything. It looks like he's got this wicked place. And I don't know where it is. I might have to ask him, because I'm going to see if I can get an interview with Dell in the new year. You know, because man, he may be sticking out at the farm now and not coming in and playing shows anymore. So that's too bad. And so let's go through real quick what's happening at Times. The Killer Whale Tank. Oh, never mind. That's already passed. I should get my stuff together. Oh yeah. So here's something that's coming right up. Neil Fest, as in Neil Young Fest, November the 15th and 16th. Times changed. Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, November 23rd. Times changed. Andrina Turen, November 28th. Times changed. The Tom Waits Birthday Bash, hell yeah, December 4th. Times changed. White Horse, like I said off the top of the show, is December the 17th and the 18th. They'll probably be playing some of their Christmas record, maybe some more Christmas stuff. You never know, so it's going to be good. And one thing that I wanted to say, originally, the Windups, who I really wanted to see, were going to play on December the 30th, and they were calling it the New Year's Eve show, but that's not happening anymore. You know what happened? One of the Windups, the bass player, ended up getting carpal tunnel, and he's getting a surgery, so he can't play that night. So I found that out at the Paige Drobot Block Parents show. I was talking to Rob, and Rob's like, dude, I can't play that show. And I'm like, oh, well, I just saw that on the Times Change calendar. He's like, oh, damn. So the times we live in, eh? He pulls out his phone and messages John Scholes from Times Change and said, dude, we can't do that. So anyways, there you go. All right. So it is getting pretty dang late. We're down to the last little bit here. Let's play a really quick, not really quick. Well, it's fairly quick, but I don't know if you heard, but this Sunday, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will go back to the Grey Cup for the fifth year in a row. It's the 111th Grey Cup. It's happening in British Columbia, Canada, so it's under the dome at BC Place, which is pretty awesome. And we're playing the Toronto Argonauts. And so if we win this, we're going to win 3 out of the last 5 years will have been Winnipeg Blue Bomber victories. Although we have lost 2 in a row. We went to the Grey Cup last year, the year before, and we actually lost. So I'm thinking this is our year to get back in the winning ways of the Grey Cup. Excuse me. So hopefully you're all getting your chili together for Sunday and getting ready for victory, because that's what I'm sure as heck doing that for sure. So here's a little set. We're going to start with someone that we've played a bunch of times on the show. It's Dell Richards and his orchestra. And yeah, this is a little Grey Cup / CFL set for everyone. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is only going for another little bit over half an hour. Here we go. Go Bombers, go.
Football is fun when you're with that certain someone on a chilly afternoon. someone on a chilly afternoon. Up in the stands holding hands, you cheer your team on and the whole world seems in tune. How your heart will beat when that forward is complete. There's a roar, the crowd is on its feet. Football is fun in the snow or the sun, doesn't matter.
Football game, see you in the crowd. And we're gonna cheer our team this year till there ain't no cheering as loud. And if someone down at the football game says, hey, why do you scream? We're gonna realize when we get the prize, we've been waking up the Grey Cup team. Waking up the Grey Cup team. With a first down, second down, a first down again. Snap it to the quarterback and flip it to the wind. Catch it on the 40-yard and never turn around. Then you rush it to the end zone and get a touchdown. Now when it's scrim each time at the 2-yard line, we bulldoze in to score. Then the kicker kicks and it's over the sticks and it's 6 and 1 point more. Then a 2-point sack on their quarterback and a field goal just to be mean. Our screams and shouts don't leave any doubt. We've been waking up the Grey Cup team. Waking up the Grey Cup team. With a first down, second down, a first down again. Snap it to the quarterback and flip it to the wind. Catch it on the 40-yard and never turn around. Then you rush it to the end and get another touchdown.
Great prize, JF Peanut Popcorn Program.
Now when the football shoots from the punter's boot, their receiver can be sure. If he don't duck, he's gonna get struck by a tank from the Second World War. Then watch him fall down and fumble the ball and make a big turnover scene. cheering fans will make them understand. We've been waking up the Grey Cup team. Waking up the Grey Cup team. We're the first down, second down, and first down again. Snap it to the quarterback and flip it to the wind. Catch it on the 40-yard and never turn around. Then you rush it to the end and get another touchdown. So we'll see you down at the football game. See you in the crowd. We're gonna cheer our team this year till there ain't no cheering as loud. And if someone down at the football game says, hey, why do you scream? We're gonna realize when we get the big prize, we was waking up the Grey Cup team. Waking up the Grey Cup team. We're the first down, second down, or first down again. Snap it to the quarterback and flip it to the wind. Catch it on the 40-yard and never turn around. Then you rush it to the end and get another touchdown.
Plugged into your community? You are when you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
No other station can meet your needs like we can. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Saskatchewan. The Bombers will take on the Riders, but the stands will be pockmarked with green from the hundreds of fans who have come from Regina with their attractive cousins.
Once upon a time back in 2003, a few words have been said, may or may not have been mean. Troy called the Green a bunch of banjo picking inbreds. Seemed they took exception to his blessing, got a bit steamed. Labor pains, we running back to winter pay, tail between our legs.
Double blue, but guess what, baby? I love you cause you look so great and you're so funny. And I hate the Toronto Argos so much. I hope they never win again. I don't care, they only got like 16 fans. And all the fans from Oshawa, I'm sorry, Oshawa, but the Argos, they suck so much. I'm holding you in the TV's glow, watching the Calgary Stampeders beat the Argos. I hate both teams so much, but only one of them allowed. I love you as much as the Toronto Argos suck. They suck so much, but babe, you're the opposite of Argos suck. Hope they lose till the day I die with you by my side, cause the Argos suck so much. I love you as much as a Toronto Argos.
only thing better than a Argo's loss is holding you tight in my arms. You're sweeter than these $12 beers, so overpriced, and it's still Coors Light. But I love you so much, I'll buy you $12 Coors Lights all day and all night. I love you as much as the Toronto Argos suck. They suck so much, but babe, you're the opposite of Argos suck.
CKUW 95.9 FM, the Night Danger Radio Show is about to close shop. It's 20 minutes to 3 in the morning, so thanks for sticking in there and listening. Hey, there's our CFL / Grey Cup Sunday set. This is her Donovan Woods, with who I just got to see at the Burton Cummings Theater, and was awesome. My cousin has a Grey Cup ring from... I don't even know what record... Wait, where is this? I have no clue what record it is from. It is from The Hold Up, which was released in 2007 on Sunny Lane Records. We heard B.A. Johnston before that from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Big CFL fan. With a song called I Love You As Much As the Toronto Argos Suck. From a record called Argos Suck, 2023, put out by the Mighty Transistor 66 Records. We heard Jay Williams from Winnipeg with the official Banjo Bowl song. I don't know when that came out. I have no idea. I know it was self-released, though, for sure. Jay Williams, man, was the MC, the master of ceremonies at the Manitoba Loud Music Awards. And he got heckled a little bit, but, I mean, he was pretty good. The Mighty Stompin' Tom Connors before that with the football song from a record called Dr. Stompin' Tom, eh? As in E-H, question mark. 1993 EMI Records put that Stompin' Tom record out. And we heard two in a row from Del Richards and his orchestra. We heard the Bombers' Victory March. And also Football is Fun off the top. And that's from a great, great, great record called CFL Songs, which came out in 1969 on RCA Records. So there you go. Happy Bruce Springsteen Almost Concert Day. Although we are on it right now, and happy almost Grey Cup Sunday. It's going to be spectacular, I would say. So, hey, we'll check. Let's just check. We'll do like a wee little tiny sports cast here because there's some really good stuff happening. If you're a Winnipeg, sports fan, the Jets won again tonight. I don't know what the heck's going on here. We set the NHL record tonight for basically the best start, the best out of the gate start ever in the CFL, in the NHL. The Jets are now 15 wins and one loss to start the season out of 16 games. Good grief. Number one in the NHL. And I gotta say, watching them on the telly, good. They look dominant. They look like no joke. They're just killing teams. The last game against Dallas, they looked insane. I mean, Dallas is a really good hockey team, as far as I'm concerned, and the Jets just wiped them out. It was excellent. So, anyways, it's exciting news. If you're not a hockey fan, I mean, I know if you if you live in Winnipeg, you're going to get inundated with Jets news because that's a thing here in the city. But damn, they are killing it this year. So I hope we're not killing it too early, though, because wouldn't it be cool if we went to the Stanley Cup Finals and won and the Bombers win this coming Sunday for Grey Cup Sunday? That'd be incredible. So anyways, I think, and don't quote me on this, I think the pregame show for Grey Cup starts at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Either that or it's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I think we start at about, it's either 5 p.m. is kickoff or 6 p.m. The Grey Cup's weird, though, just like, the Super Bowl and the Stanley. There's going to be like a huge intro to the game and stuff like that. Like they're going to introduce all the players and, there's going to be all kinds of, I guess, bands playing and probably fireworks going off, the whole thing. So anyways, yeah, around 5 or 6 p.m. is when kickoff happens. And and then settle in for the night, get your chili cooking, get your terrible foods out, like your chips and your dips. Maybe throw in like a veggie platter or a fruit platter, just so you could say, hey, I ate something healthy on Grey Cup Sunday, because I know that's not the easiest thing. So, hopefully you're going to a Grey Cup party, and then who knows if we, if and when we win the Grey Cup, I wonder if there's going to be a party downtown. There'll be some people for sure. I know that there's like diehards. And so it's looking like, yeah, the F word, the flurries might be going, 30% chance. And, it looks like by the time the game is over, we're looking at not bad though. I mean, for Sunday, November the 17th, the low being -4, that ain't too bad for Winnipeg. That is A-okay with me. So, all right. Well, listen, let's wrap up the show. It's actually 2:45 in the morning, so we'll play 15 more minutes of new releases for you, and then we're going to go to overnights with the Motherland Influence. So if you're into world music, make sure you tune in. And yeah, thanks for tuning into the Night Danger Radio Show. Next week, I'm sure we'll play some more Bruce Springsteen because I got a feeling it's going to be a pretty inspiring show. And beyond that, I'm not sure. Maybe a bunch of victory songs, hopefully for the Bombers, and we'll figure it all out and get back at you. But the plan is to be live in the studio just like we are right now here in downtown Winnipeg. Thanks so much for listening. Take care, everyone. Go Bombers, go, and we'll see you all at we'll see you at Bruce Springsteen. Oh, and this is Jace Bodner here. We're losing a really good musician. It's so sad. Oh my gosh. This is Maisie. Take care, everyone. See you. Bye.
What you say and do are different things. You're like Inception, girl, you're confusing. And I don't understand. Wish I could hear you clearer. Oh, honey. You said you loved me, then you let me go. Should I believe that? Was it really true? Or was it simply you saying what I wanna hear? Oh, Maisie, why did you have to come into my life and change it? Maisie, I didn't ask you to claw into my heart and take it. Oh, Maisie, was it your plan to walk the love I gave you? Cause I love you more than I've loved before, and I really thought that you loved me too. Maisie, I've always been a man of compromise. I've always tried to see the other side, but I just can't this time.
Looking for his phone. with him someday soon. My parents cannot stand him, 'cause he rides the rodeo. They say he's not your kind, he'll leave you crying. But I would follow him right down the roughest road to hoe. Someday soon, going with him someday soon. Just as wild in its younger days. Blow your blue northern, blow his love to me. He's riding in tonight from California. Loves his Donald rodeo as much as he loves. Someday soon, going with him someday soon.
Yeah.